I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
And currency at Sand Hills Global
currency.
Company. They've got full-time spots
cash.
In financial sales, compliance, operations, other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Imagine taking your half day to go to Ruhlman's. Imagine that. How great would
perfect
that be?
Day.
Perfect day like that.
And you're cashy.
You're cash. And you've got, you're going, and Phil's
you're cashy.
Like, how are you paying for it? Well, I got a big wad of cash.
How's I'm cashy.
That? How's that? How's that work for you? Mm-hmm. That's what happened. That's what Carson's doing.
God.
Yeah. And also,
Carson.
He's doing a lot right now. We just got the word that Carson Howe has come up with somehow millions of extra dollars.
Apparently so.
To pay for stuff. So we've got that going.
Nebraska football's cashy.
Yeah. And he's helping them also. So if Carson can run Nebraska football,
and
he can also help you with currency.
Yeah.
He can help you with that job. You could be part of the team of running Nebraska football. How cool would that be?
I don't know. All I know is this. Carson, think about Carson's power right now.
Yeah.
He's running that big enterprise over in Fallbrook area.
Yes,
what is that area? Oh, Jake?
Fallbrook, yeah.
Fallbrook.
That'd
yeah,
be Sand Hills Global.
Sand Hills Global. They're yeah. global.
That's more like the Highlands up there.
Highlands. Yeah. Highlands, there
Highlands.
You go. Yeah.
Highlands.
Yeah.
So he's running that and he's paying for players.
Yes, he's doing it all. So that's who you want to talk to when someone says, hey, look at my resume. Imagine that. Imagine that. Hey, look at my resume. That'd be kind of like, hey, I'm thinking about getting into pork. And you just talk to Pillen. Hey, check out my resume.
Jeez.
See what you think of this thing.
Carson.
Yeah.
And Pillen.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for a week 10 edition of NFL Winners and Losers. Here we go. This is sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. It is officially, we had chili on Sunday night.
You
so
did?
It's chili
what?
Season, yeah. Added a dollop of Fuhrer's on top of that as well.
The spread.
Because you're supposed to. That's what you do this time
did
of year.
Did you add a dollop?
Yeah.
Did you?
Of course I did.
It's good.
It's Fuhrer's cheese spread. It's available in all local grocery stores. Make it part of your fall experiences and holidays.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's a good idea.
To the winners. Number one. This team was dead to rights entering the third quarter and then outscored their opponent 26-0 in the fourth. That's the Houston Texans.
26, jeez. Nathan.
Jeez. This game was 29-10 entering the fourth quarter. Houston wins 36-29 over the Jags in at home game for Houston.
Nice.
Davis Mills, the comeback king for the Texans in this game.
Davis Mills?
Yes. Who's that?
He's the backup to C.J. Stroud.
Did he play college ball?
He did.
Never
I think he played at
him.
Stanford, I'm pretty sure.
Straight from high school.
I've never
he
heard of him.
He played at Stanford.
What was wrong with Stroud?
He's injured.
Okay.
Got banked up. But that's 26-0 fourth quarter Texans. Miracle win at home against the Jags. 36-29.
Jeez.
Big win for Texans. Number two, a rare win for the Miami Dolphins against the Buffalo Bills.
The light was on.
The Dolphins had been 2-15 against the Sean McDermott-led Bills.
Dang.
And they get now to 3-15 with a surprising dominant win. Devon Achane was great. Two long runs, 170 rushing yards. Three turnovers forced by the Bills. On the offense, they played great. Dolphins played great football. Dolphins.
Was there a text exchange between you and Jay Foreman on this?
There Ooh. Was.
There Ooh. Was?
Ooh.
There was
Ooh.
Some
Ooh.
There was some back and forth. Tell us about the back and forth.
It wasn't
with Jay.
Much of a back and forth. It was after the game was over because I never, you know, the Bills can score quickly, so I wait till the moment the game
so
was over.
So you waited till they were to taunt? You waited till
I just sent him a good afternoon with the shades emoji glasses. That's always
oh.
said.
He fired one across the bow.
Good afternoon with the show.
He says, I was waiting for you to hit me with something. Yep, there it was. Hope you have a great afternoon, Jay. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh,
Dolphins.
Bills Mafia.
30-13. Mike McDaniel was seen. It was actual.
It was beautiful.
AI. He was driving through a Bills area of Miami and basically just kind of giving the Bills the business a little bit.
The head coach drove through. What kind of car was he driving? Looks
looked,
sweet.
Looks super nice.
It's
super nice car.
Yeah. But imagine whipping through there and right there must be a bar where the Bills Mafia
yes.
meets up at. And he knew about it.
He
drove
did.
Over there after the
he
game.
He claims he lives over there, so yeah. he's on the way home.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Dolphins, 30-13. They head out to Madrid to play the struggling Commanders in Madrid this
going
week.
Going to Madrid.
Yep. They're already there. They've already there.
This is good. They get on a little run here, Jake, and it's going to cost you some draft choices.
That's fine. I like to win.
Yes. Fun. Winning is fun. Yeah,
number three.
You.
This team has won 7 straight games. They had an impressive road win. The New England Patriots. Drake May is the dude. Stephon Diggs making plays. The defense makes plays. They're running the ball well. We mentioned Travion Henderson. Great game for him. Okay. They go into Tampa and win 28-23 over Baker Mayfield.
That's a big win.
They're tied for first in the AFC at 8-2.
Into Tampa?
The Patriots.
Into Tampa? They won in Tampa.
Coaching matters. Mike Vrabel, good coach.
Hey, 7 in a row in the NFL is wild to me.
That's it.
7 in a row in the NFL by the Patriots, you know, the post Belichick Patriots
is
wild.
It appears the Patriots are sadly back, but
they're back.
Vrabel's a great coach. Number four, this team might be the best team in the NFL. They have been killing teams left and right. I'm talking about the Seattle Seahawks.
Whoa.
They were up
Sam Darnold
28-0 in the first quarter. 28-0 first quarter. They blow out the Cardinals 44-22. 7-2 record. They are playing some football in the Northwest.
It's like you don't even think about them very much.
No.
How much does that Vikings fans chime in? How much does that bother you? It was two games ago. He was started out 15-for-15 in the first half.
Yes,
and I mean it was insane what he was doing. That would have to just haunt you, wouldn't it?
And Daniel Jones also.
That is Phil Peets. He's their passing game coordinator.
Just doing good things. Number five. This team is rarely a winner, also like the Dolphins, but the Jets, not because of the offense. The offense had 160 yards and they put up 27 points because in the first quarter, they had the opening kickoff return for a touchdown and a punt return touchdown. Jets special teams is the winner this week.
Whoa. Wow.
27-20.
Jets.
Against the Browns. Jets now 2 wins in the season.
Browns are so bad.
They are. To the losers, this team had to fire their coach because of another collapse. The Giants wasn't a horrible loss. They lose 24-20 to the Bears. It's the problem of this. This is the fourth time this season they've had a lead of 10-plus points that they lost the game.
Ooh.
Tell you what shocked me was the record. He's 20-40 and what, 20-40, I think.
Something like that.
That's
stable?
Yeah. That's surprising. You usually don't get to 20-40.
And he won a playoff game.
Don't get to 20-40 very often. And who do you have at quarterback when they went to the playoffs?
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones now, who's just playing out of his mind.
Tied for the one seed in the AFC with the Colts. Number two, this team I can't figure out. Last week, the Panthers go on the road to Green Bay and get a big win against the Packers. They come back with a chance to go to 6-4. They're playing the lowly Saints at home. They lose 17-7. Now, the Saints' defense has been terrible this year. They held them 7 points. 17-7. Tyler Shuck was the quarterback for the Saints that game.
The Saints have been wearing the bags over their heads.
And rightfully so. They've been getting blown out. But they go on the road to Carolina.
On the road.
Beat them 17-7. Panthers still in the playoff race. They're 5-5, but that's why they're mediocre. Late losses like that. Number three, Steelers' offense has gone AWOL. They were playing the Chargers, and the offense was just miserable. They couldn't run. They couldn't pass. Chargers blow them out 25-10 at home. It was never close. Game was never, ever close. Chargers.
SoFi, home of the UCLA Bruins.
Yeah, that sucks.
Home of three teams.
Three teams.
Think about that for a second. Home of three teams. Yeah. Two NFL teams and the Bruins. It's weird.
Number four loser. This team had a really good last year, and they've had a really poor 2025. The Commanders were in the NFC title game last year. Injuries to Jaden Daniels have hurt. The defense has been horrible. They lose to the Lions 44-22. Never competitive. 44. Never competitive.
Dan Campbell calling plays.
Dan Campbell calling
plays. And Dan Quinn has now said, I'm calling plays defensively going forward.
Oh, half backwards, ready to roll.
They play the Dolphins in Madrid this Sunday. Early game.
I can't imagine. He still just every day has to be just thinking about it. My quarterback was out there down 30-something running the ball, and he dislocates his elbow. And the way that season goes, I mean, I don't see him coming back. I don't see him playing again this year. You can come back from that but I don't know. I just don't see him. He's not playing again.
The NFC is too good. They're too far behind the playoff standing. There's no reason to risk him coming back. Number five, because the offense has gone AWOL the last 2 weeks, the Packers, again, only scored 10 points against the Panthers last week. They scored 7 points last night. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Home back-to-back home games, less than 20 points total for both games. Packers offense has disappeared all of a sudden.
Wow. Yeah, it was non-existent.
5-3-1 now. The Packers
defensively, they played pretty well.
Yeah, not a bad loss to lose to Philly, but the way that the offense has been, it's troublesome. And that is your NFL winners and losers, sponsored by Fuhrer's Cheese Spread.
Thank you, Fuhrer's.
The Jets got another win.
They did, because of special teams.
Who's the Steelers? Who's the Steelers quarterback?
Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh, not going good, huh?
He's had some games, but
he had a couple games. But no, it looked bad.
Fizzled out.
Who do they have? Who do the Steelers have
going forward?
Going forward here, let's see how they're going to play out here, because they're still leading the division now.
They are.
So you're still you're in the building. You're going, hey, hang on a second.
They will play the Bengals this week. The Steelers will, and then
you should be able to put some points in that game.
Then they'll play the Bears, tough game on the road. Then they will host the Bills. Then they go to the Ravens, then they will host the Dolphins, at the Lions, at the Browns, home against the Ravens. That's kind of a tough schedule there.
Yeah, it's kind of tough right there. They have the Browns in there, but that's kind of a tough one. Yeah,
I would avoid 40-something quarterbacks if I were an NFL.
Well, Joe Flacco's doing well. What are we talking about?
I would avoid 40-something
I agree with that, but Flacco is playing extremely. He's done everything he can to win. He scored 40-some points several times.
I'm avoiding them like the plague. I want young dudes that can gallop.
Okay.
Well, the athletic quarterback.
That's why you're advisor Sip over there. Coach
did it look to you, did it look to you from watching, just from the broad perspective, I'm watching that game, and it doesn't appear to me that Buffalo can win the Super Bowl.
I don't like their team right now.
Right now, they're just not. I mean, as you watch them now, it's like, do you think Buffalo can win the Super Bowl? I'd be like, no. I don't think they can.
Are they not hooked up at receiver, Jake?
The receivers are not very impressive. They have not replaced Stephon Diggs, right? He's been gone for 2 years. Yes. And, Keon Coleman is a decent receiver. Oh, Shakir's okay. I just don't like the way that offense is going.
Correction line. I call him Phil Pete. It's Jake Pete.
I was going to say.
I about said Pete. Something there.
Is there different Pete's we don't know about?
Jake Pete. Thank you, Keith.
About Phil Parker or what?
Yeah. I don't know what.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't said anything. Oh, you didn't know who the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback was?
Aaron Rodgers.
See that all offseason?
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5.
We lost. We won
your
yesterday.
Chance to win a business box
easy.
To Bagels and Joe. You guys are 1-0 in the week. Overall, 33-18-1 on Ken Shimmick, of course, that one tie. Today's topic, it is Veterans Day. Military Academy locations. Where are these? We could go at least 3-for-4, if not 4-for-4 today.
Bill, Military Academy locations.
Where are they at?
Are you with me?
He's texting.
Okay. I am.
If you know your...
Well, I just got a text message. I don't know why I looked at my phone. I didn't look at my phone. There's a picture. It's at 84 Lumber, and it's a picture of Josh McGuire from Halo Lights and Randy.
Right now?
Yeah. Right now. They just sent me a picture.
How'd that happen?
I don't know, but that's worlds collided, and it just freaked me out. Randy's in a cape.
Yes,
That's how he recognized him.
He always is in the cape.
Yes.
464-5685. Shut up, Zippo. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Zippo!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Zippo. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Zippo. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill. In trivia, today's topic for Veterans Day, military academy locations.
That's what we're good, aren't we?
I think you guys will get at least 3 out of 4 right. Hopefully 4 for 4 today.
It's winning time.
Yeah, okay.
Winning.
Here we go.
We have Adam. How do you feel about military academy locations today?
Sip, Bill, Jake, how we doing this morning?
Good. Thank you,
well.
Adam.
Adam, how old are you?
I'm 44.
Okay. Oh, you sound 43.
He's not my brother, then.
He's not.
Adam's my brother Adam's older than you.
Different Adam.
Adam, where are you from?
I was raised in, graduated Ainslie High School in central Nebraska.
Oh, nice.
Did you know Cheryl Harrison by any chance?
Did you know Cheryl Harrison? Steve dated her.
She had a twin sister. Boy.
A little bit of an age gap there. Maybe she's out there, so you never know.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, first question to you. Bill, lifeline for Sip for one.
Came out of the blue.
Adam, where is the U.S. Military Academy at for the Army? Where is Army at?
West Point.
Brilliant!
West Point, New York.
Good job.
Right, 1-0 lead.
Right, did you know that,
Adam?
Yeah. You knew that, right?
These should be easy.
Bill?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
All right, Sip. First question down 1-0. Where is the U.S. Naval Academy located at?
I know it.
I got it, I think.
Sure.
So this was West Point, and this is Annapolis.
Brilliant!
Annapolis, Maryland is correct. 1-1 tie.
I think we're all right, though.
Back to you, Adam, for the lead. Last question. Where is the U.S. Air Force Academy located at?
My little brother, when he must have been about 6 years old, he wanted a Falcons. He's a big Atlanta Falcons fan. He wanted a Falcons football, and my mom, poor mom, didn't know any better. She found a blue and white Falcons football, but it was an Air Force Falcons football. So we used to make fun of his knockoff Falcons football. It's Colorado Springs.
I like the story.
I love the story.
Brilliant.
It's a great. Imagine that.
I love that.
That's a great story.
That's a great story.
That was good.
Had to go outside and play in the yard all the time with his Air Force.
Air Force Falcons.
Oh.
That's a good one.
That's
Adam.
Good.
Now, again, those are the three ones that everybody knows.
Those are layups. Here's,
Bill, come on.
That's why I feel good about 3 of the 4. Let's get this one.
This one.
All right, Bill's in play here.
Come on.
Sip, where is the U.S. Coast Guard Academy located? If you just give me a state, I'm fine with it. Coast Guard.
State? Oh, my God.
I got to guess.
I know. I
got to guess on
you're
the
doing
state.
It. You're doing this.
I think, is the state South Carolina?
You go with that?
Yeah.
His face told you not to.
That'd be in New London, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Never would have gotten it.
Never would have got it.
There was the toughest one out there. Yeah. I feel bad.
You set it up for us to have the toughest one. You didn't lead off with, hey, Adam, where's the Coast Guard at?
People noticed your record is very strong.
Too, I had no idea on that.
It didn't matter because, Adam, you had the story. Because if you wouldn't
you deserved the win.
If you wouldn't have had Air Force, we wouldn't have got the story. You couldn't have told the story. So that was that.
It worked out
it's
well.
Worth the loss for that story. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You as well.
That was awesome.
Now let's see how this goes.
We need to look up the record of the Coast Guard. Like to see what that is. Because they play football. They have a team.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. They play football.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Coast Guard plays football.
I'll look that up.
Yes.
What is the population, Bill, of New London, Connecticut, where the Coast Guard Academy is at?
8,444.
Good number. Slightly over.
28,000. Not a big town, sir. You're in the right track there.
Both were wrong.
Hey, that's a win for Adam, though.
New London, just like that.
Here's the deal. I know people have been in every, academy. But I don't know one that was in the Coast Guard.
Bearded Ben.
What's that?
Bearded Ben.
Bearded Ben was in the Coast Guard?
Yes, he was in the Coast Guard.
That would
he was
be
a
incredible.
Cop in Topeka, but also in the Coast Guard. Probably a cop.
Because the Coast Guard does some remarkable things, and they do not get enough of attention,
recognition
for what they do.
Guarding the coast.
You know, the Coast Guard this year is 7-2 in football.
See, give us who they played. Give us who they played.
They have played. University of New England lost by 7 points.
Okay.
56-40. Then they beat Curry by 10. Then they beat. They beat Nichols. They put 92 points on Nichols.
Is that right? 92?
That's football. Yeah. They beat Nichols 92-60.
Okay.
Then they beat WPI. They beat SUNY Maritime. They beat MIT.
What are those scores? You looking at basketball?
No, I'm watching football. They beat MIT 24-14.
Okay. MIT, imagine that football team.
Then they beat Norwich 59-28. They put up 92 on Nichols, though.
Imagine that. I'm being the defensive coordinator at MIT. They're going to put some complicated stuff, and you guys handle it. Imagine that.
7-2.
They can make every check ahead of you. It'd be remarkable. We can't tackle anybody, but we are lined up correctly.
Coast Guard football.
Coast Guard.
Coast Guard.
We get their coach on. I wouldn't mind talking to him. We get some
bye
week.
That 92 points they had on Nichols. I wonder what that game.
How's Nichols feeling right now?
Not good. When we come back, Big Ten Power Ranking. Next.
Rudy, early break. We need our papers.
On the ticket.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.